Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's do the best of speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg, thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Is this the joke of the week, number one?
I bought my friend an elephant for his room. He said, thanks. I said, don't mention it.
You get it, right? Here's joke of the week number two.
The Bears are really good at drafting quarterbacks, Dave. I mean, they do it all the time.
Yeah, what is it? 4 in 2 years or 8 in 3 years? Or
there's a
number like that. Joke of the week number three, please.
My wife likes to mess with me sometimes. She hides stuff where I'll never find them.
Like, what does she do?
Oh, she put my shoes in the closet, my jacket on the hanger, and then she put my keys on that little hook in the kitchen.
How am I supposed to find these things? You'll never guess where she puts the milk. Right in the middle. Joke of the week number four.
You know, you may not be going to the best doctor's office when the tongue depressors taste like fudgesicles.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen from Northwestern was on with us right after we told that joke. He said, I think that's a good idea. We should do that. Joke of the week number five.
Two whales walk into a bar. The first one says, whoa. Next whale says, shut up, Steve. You're drunk.
Here's joke of the week number six.
Guy with two left feet goes to a shoe store and asks if they have flip-flips.
And joke of the week number seven, please.
Hey, we got some banjo jokes for you today.
What's the difference between a banjo and an onion?
No one cries when you chop up a banjo.
What is perfect pitch?
When you throw your banjo in the trash and it hits the bagpipes. Hey, Dave, what is something no one ever says to a banjo player?
Oh, is that your Porsche?
Sorry, banjo players. Here's joke of the week number eight.
I have a friend who worked as a trapeze artist, but then he was let go.
I don't know. That's a speed joke. Here's number nine.
Hey, King John Williams, yesterday you had that joke, you may not be going to the best doctor's office when the tongue depressors taste like fudgesicles. I don't know. I like that. Anyway, you know, you may not be eating the best fudgesicles when the little sticks taste like someone's bad breath.
That's a good point. They could just trade them back and forth. Here's joke of the week number 10.
I watched a documentary on marijuana last night, which is probably how I'm going to watch all of the documentaries from now on.
Joke of the week number 11.
I'm confused if Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head are now gender non-specific. Will there be no more tater tots?
Inquiring minds want to know. Here's number 12.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray an IKEA job applicant, and John Williams will star as an IKEA hiring manager.
Hello.
Come on in. Make a seat.
Two more. Here's number 13.
Little Tommy went to kindergarten one day wearing a Cubs hat. His teacher asked him why he was a Cubs fan. Tommy said, well, my parents are. The teacher said, well, what if your parents were criminals or drug dealers or hookers? He said, well, then I'd be a Cardinals fan.
You get it. All right, one more joke, please.
My dad got a new hearing aid this week. He said, it's top of the line. It cost me a fortune. I said, what type is it? He said, 230.
Thanks for sending jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. We randomly selected the name of Dan Carroll in Appleton, Wisconsin. Dan, thanks for listening. Thanks for sending in a joke. We pulled your name. You win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Andy Mazur, what was the joke of the week, please?
Make a seat.
Not too bad. How about you, Steve Alexander?
I'm going with flip-flips.
Flip-flips. Bob Kessler's going with?
I like don't mention it. Joke number
don't
one.
Don't mention it. That would be
very clever.
The elephant in the room. How about you, Producer Pete?
I like the trapeze joke.
Trapeze joke, but they let him go. And, of course, I like the fudgesicle joke. So nobody was the unanimous winner, but Dan Carroll was randomly selected. We'll make sure he gets a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.